This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Senior Iranian cleric Ayatollah Ali Reza Arafi will serve his country's interim supreme leader following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in a joint U.S.-Israeli airstrike. Iranian state media today said a 40-day state mourning has been declared in the country following country's supreme leader's death. Besides, 200 people have lost their lives so far, while more than 700 are injured in the U.S.-Israel airstrikes. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with his counterparts from several Gulf countries, including UAE, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stressing the need for de-escalation through dialogue and diplomacy. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged its nationals to follow advisories issued in view of the prevailing situation in the region. The embassies also advised Indian nationals to exercise utmost caution, follow official advisories, and to avoid unnecessary movement. Meanwhile, the Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has decided to postpone the Class 10th and Class 12th examinations scheduled to be held tomorrow in the West Asia region. The board said new dates will be announced later. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, dedicated to the nation, and laid the foundation stone of infrastructure projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees at Madurai in Tamil Nadu this afternoon. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the event marks a proud chapter in Tamil Nadu's development journey.
We have laid foundation stones, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation projects worth over 4,400 crore rupees. These projects will transform connectivity, boost the economy, create jobs and transform lakhs of people's lives. Better roads for farmers to reach markets, easier travel for pilgrims and tourists, faster transport for businesses. Building high-quality infrastructure is about empowering people.
Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed a public meeting organized by the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, in Madurai. Speaking at the rally, Prime Minister accused the DMK government in Tamil Nadu of failing to deliver effective governance despite securing a full majority. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees in Puducherry this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring dignity and justice for the Sikh community. Mr. Modi made the remarks in a video message to the Hind the Chadar congregation at Navi Mumbai in Maharashtra.
आज हम सब हिंद दी चादर श्री गुरु तेग बहादुर साहब जी के 350वें शहीदी पर्व पर उनका पुण्य स्मरण कर रहे हैं भारत का इतिहास शौर्य समन्वय और सहयोग का इतिहास है महाराष्ट्र की धरती पर इस आयोजन के जरिए हम उसी महान विरासत के साक्षी बन रहे हैं जब हमारे गुरुओं ने त्याग की पराकाष्ठा की तब उस दौर में हमारी सामाजिक एकता की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका थी
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney arrived in Delhi this evening after a productive Mumbai leg of his four-day visit to India. He was received by Union Minister Jitin Prasad. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at the Hyderabad House in New Delhi tomorrow. Both leaders will review the progress achieved till date across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Indian Railways have made elaborate arrangements to ensure smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Northern Railway has decided to operate 64 Holi special train trips across the country from stations including Old Delhi, New Delhi and Anand Vihar Terminal. The India Meteorological Department has forecast a gradual rise in the maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the plains of northwest and central India during the next 5 days. IMD also predicted a gradual rise in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over the eastern parts of the country. In men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies have set a target of 196 runs for India in the crucial Group 1 Super 8 clash in Kolkata. Earlier put into bat, West Indies posted 195 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were 121 for 3 in 13 overs when reports last came in. The winner of the match will qualify for the semi-finals. Meanwhile, South Africa defeated Zimbabwe by 5 wickets in their final Super 8 match in Delhi this evening. South Africa have already qualified for the semi-finals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.